everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is a
Amy and Haley podcast. Well.
Sorry I switched that up.
But what if they didn't know? We tricked them.
Yeah.
Got you, audience. Amy and Haley fans.
Fake out.
Yes, we're feeling the silliness of September.
Yes. Mid-September. Late September.
And so,
today's episode is a book review.
On a book called Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross, who is the author of the Goodreads 2022 Fantasy Book Nominee Best of the Year, River Enchanted.
Did you finish it?
I didn't get to it yet.
Oh, okay.
It's still there, but it has allowed me to renew 3 times already.
That's a lot.
I know. Go libraries. Anyways, for those of you who have not read Divine Rivals, this book would be described as a fantasy book about two people who are rivals and their journey through the fantasy war zone. Was that good, Haley? I'm never good at summarizing books.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, good. All right, so if any of that interests you, you know what? I feel like we need, like, a better way of doing this because people can always read summaries for the books, but what if we describe the book in 3 words? And then it gives people, like, an idea of what the book is, like, what you think of the book. So I would say romance, war,
that's literature. All I got.
Yeah, literature. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, actually, yeah.
I don't think if I listened to those 3 words, I would want to read the book. Like, 3 words is not, I think, I mean, I guess it's good to get them kind of adjust. I don't know if anybody listens to podcasts of books and, like, hasn't read the book yet.
I know.
Right. I'm like, I don't listen to any book podcasts, so in terms of I don't know what people like or anything like that. But I assume you would want to, you know, like, maybe I would listen to one of a book I just finished if I didn't have you to talk to, for example. I don't know.
I see. I can see it both ways because sometimes I actually like spoiler-free reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of helps me.
Yeah, but how can you read reviews without spoilers?
They basically tell you, I think, kind of like the themes and summary, synopsis in their own words.
Yeah, I mean, like, normally, you know when you're on Goodreads and you read someone's review, mm-hmm. and there's only like, the plot twists are the parts mm-hmm. that's hidden. You know, like, actually telling them the story, I feel like, isn't really a spoiler necessarily, right? Like, it's only Depends. The plot. Really? So when you, like, if you read a Goodreads review mm-hmm. and they're, like, telling you about the story, like, you don't read those ones, you know?
I don't read a lot of reviews. I just look at the number. The rating number.
It? Oh, okay. And that's it. But a lot of times I have to read the review to see if I agree with their rating. Like, if they rated it 2 stars and then the thing, they're like, oh, I hate enemies to lovers, then clearly that's, like, not a review I want to be listening to.
See,
so that's why I'm,
see.
Like, I read them just to see if we agree on some parts.
That's good.
And I feel like they only hide the parts that are, like, actual spoilers. Versus, for example, if I tell you the story of this, where it's, like, two editors are vying for this one editor spot in the newspaper, and then she decides to quit, and she goes, she ends up going to, like, to the battlefield to report. Like, that's not necessarily a spoiler.
Yeah.
Is it? The spoiler would be the end part.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers ahead.
Spoilers ahead. This is a spoiler-filled review.
Right, like, the spoiler would be, like, oh, her brother's alive and he had defected to the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a spoiler, I feel like.
Okay.
But you don't necessarily agree, which is fine. But that's what I think, personally.
Makes sense. So, I guess we have to share how we thought of the book.
Yeah.
As you think about it.
Back. It's hard because I think I've read a lot of 3-star books.
Mm.
But 3-star is, like, the average, you know, like, right?
It's not necessarily bad to be 3 stars.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of books are 3 stars just in mm-hmm. general, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm ready.
Is it
3 stars? Maybe. Okay, ready?
Okay.
3.
There we go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
4 stars.
What makes it 4 stars?
Between a 3-star book and a 4-star book, it's usually a 4-star book. I feel like reading it through in one sitting. Okay. I think 3 would be like, oh, it's good, but then some parts are like, eh, so I might like put it down and I won't feel like I want to read through all of it.
Yeah. I think originally after I finished it, it was probably around 4.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sure if that was because it was, like, kind of hyped. And I was like, oh, I should give it 4 because other people really liked it as mm. well. And I feel like after kind of sitting on it, it's, like, kind of around 3.
Mm.
But you rated it 4.
But it bumped down. I was going to give it 5.
5?
But I think maybe because after reading it, I'm like, wow, I want to find out what happens. And then I sat on it and I kind of, like, thought through it. And then I said, maybe it's just, like, a 4-star book.
Okay.
Which I'm doing better now because I don't rate books right away anymore. I used to
mm-hmm.
a month ago. So, what made it average for you? The average book.
It has been a little while since I've read it, which I know it's been a while for you, too.
I know. I forgot all the names.
Yeah, me, too. I was like, I should have read a synopsis before I started this.
We can go girl and guy. If I think really hard, I can remember it. Is it Iris?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, Iris is one. One down.
I only know him by his middle name because that's what he went by for a bit.
Carver, right?
Oh, yeah. And his name is Roman.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I really cannot know. I have to... It's been so long.
It was so genuinely average that you cannot remember
it's
anything.
Like, I can remember points. I just can't remember the feeling I felt when I read it, which I think maybe is why I bump it, like, it's 3.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, yeah, it was average.
Okay. I see.
I did, like, cry a little bit
mm-hmm.
when her mom died.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That was sad.
That
yeah.
was really sad.
Yeah.
But that was in the beginning.
What did you like so much about it? Did you like that it was, like, a fresh... Like, it was something I haven't
it
really
was
read
fresh,
before.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. It also gave me vibes of, like, World War One or World War Two
yeah.
or something,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's kind of what I was envisioning.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
With the trenches and
yeah.
all of that.
And the typewriters.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Should we tell them? So they have a magic typewriter. So basically... It's about these two writers, and she has a magic typewriter. She was writing notes to her brother, and then one day, she gets a letter back, and it ends up being from her rival, but she doesn't know that yet, but he knows it's her. And so they're kind of, like, typing back and forth, and she's, like, sharing her, like, deep feelings with him kind of thing, and then she ends up quitting, and she goes to the war front to write articles about what's actually happening out there, and so he ends up following her because he's, like, concerned about her, and then sort of see what war is like.
And then war comes to them.
Yeah.
And then basically, that's the end of it, because it goes into a second book, because it's a duology.
Yeah. So they are enemies to lovers.
Which I would say was marketed as enemies to lovers, but I don't think it really was for that long. I feel like it was too fast. Everything happened really fast.
Yeah, but...
But lately, enemies to lovers have not been enemies to lovers.
I was like, it was very typical enemies to lovers,
yeah.
though. Like, that's pretty much how it goes. The boy was never really enemies, and it was just the girl creating the enemy dynamic.
Yeah.
That's always how it goes, I feel like, with this kind of
yeah,
books.
Unless
that's it's, like, a bully romance.
I'm not a big fan of bully romance.
Yeah. So I was like, it was very typical for me,
that's
I felt.
That's true. I guess the only enemies to lovers that I've is considered real to me is the one where they're enemies for the whole book. Like, I mentioned before, like, A Court of Thorns and Roses. Because she actually didn't like him.
But,
for, like, the whole book.
But
uh-huh.
he liked her. So, like...
Enemies to lovers from the perspective of the...
But in the case of, like, in this book, she didn't like him either. But you felt like she did? It was, like, a fake didn't like?
No, I think maybe it was because I wanted the tension to be more. Like, longer.
Okay, yeah.
But they became friends, like, because she left.
Yeah.
To the war front. And so, and even when he came back, when he followed her there, she already started feeling like, oh my gosh, like, he's here, you know?
Yeah. But she was like, when he came, she was like, oh my god, you gotta come.
That's true. I thought it was like a front, though.
It was, but I'm like, that's exactly how, I'm like, was the Court of Thorns and Roses just enemies to lovers, too? Because she had another lover, so in your head, you were like, he's the enemy.
Maybe.
Because I was like, even in that book, she was kind of, like, attracted to him still.
Maybe to me, I cut him out. I was like, no!
He's the enemy.
Yeah, he's the enemy.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas this one, it was, like, very, you obviously knew they were gonna get together, so it was less, he's the enemy.
That's true.
And it's, like, I guess it's, like, rivals to lovers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And then I guess, something that I liked about it was just, like, the world where they were really focused on, like, this war. I know that I kind of just, like, accepted what the war was. They didn't, like, dive too much into the lore of it.
Mm-hmm.
But just, like, on a surface level, I liked how it went. Where it was just, like, she decided to, like, go off and find her brother and also kind of be this representative for the war to, like, showcase, like, what it was really like.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, her bravery and her experiences through that. So I thought that was really cool. And I liked how he did go after her. And they experienced this, like, traumatizing, like, world, like, together.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of liked that.
Yeah. I did. I liked it. And I liked it was kind of, like, short, I feel, and sweet. The things I felt, like, the family aspect. Her brother, I didn't really feel connected to him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like that was kind of missing. And that I didn't. Like, I feel like she really missed her brother, but the author didn't really convey the brotherly or familial kind of aspect.
Yeah, other than when he was there in the beginning.
Yeah, it was just so short. Was he really there? Like, it was just like, oh, my brother went off to war, and that was that. And you were just like, oh, okay.
Would you say it's missing flashbacks?
Well, maybe.
The Haley favorite.
But he was already gone to war, wasn't he? But she was like, oh, my brother left.
So there's, like, no chance for flashbacks? Is that what you're saying? Like while he's gone, she could be flashing. She could have flashed back to, like, the moments where they were together.
Yeah. But, I mean, they start the story with him gone.
Yeah.
So maybe if you started the story with him
there
leaving, yeah, like, he was already gone, right? So he's not really a character, and then you make the main character go on this quest to find him, whereas we had no thing to think about him.
Did you suspect the plot twist at the end?
I guess not, but at the same time it felt very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the plot twist being that he defected.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, like, I didn't suspect that he defected, but I was like, he's probably trying to take her out of, like, danger.
Mm-hmm. So, kind of both.
But, yeah, it's just, like, it felt kind of predictable, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was, like, it was good. It was, like, a good read.
Yeah, it was a good read. I do think it was, like, immersive. They did well with the war aspect, I would say.
Yeah.
When they were in the trenches.
Yeah, I cried when that team died.
Yeah.
That was sad.
That was really
sad. See, that's
sad.
What I'm like, we got connected to those characters, so obviously you're, like, sad about it and things like that.
Yeah. Did you like the romance and how it built up?
Connected
to the
It was, characters? You know how, like, it goes, you know how you're saying it's not really enemies to lovers, it was just, like, lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Why does he like her?
Yeah.
We don't really know.
Yeah.
Did you like the love aspect? Did you feel their romance?
later on, I think.
Yeah. When they got married, yeah, that was sweet. Yes. Yeah.
But then before, I think for me, it was also, like, I feel like it was just, like, fast. Like, they liked each other. Or he liked her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want more build-up. Like, yeah. Show me why. Because he did, like, leave his family to go to the front of the war to make sure she was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that means you should like her a lot to do that. But I felt like at that moment, I didn't feel like there was, like, a basis beyond just, like, what, like, three or four letters that they wrote.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it just was like, oh, you're going because of the three or four letters that she, like, I know that she spilled her heart out to her brother, so, like, he has a basis for it. But as a reader, we don't have the basis for, mm-hmm. like you said, the brother, so we have no connection there. And then, like, the letters, what she's sharing with him. But later, yes, I think I liked when he got there and how, like, they got used to, like, being together as friends
mm-hmm.
and not rivals in a work environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I do think it picked up when they were on the war front. Like, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the beginning was kind of, like, slow-ish, mm-hmm. you know. So.
I agree. Yes.
We're on the same page.
We're on the same page.
You just rated it. I'm like, we're pretty much on the same page. We just have different rating scales, maybe.
Yeah, in our head.
Yeah.
But also, I think, well, for you, because I kind of told you, like, the main reason that, like, it pushed it into 4 stars was because I felt like the story was, like immersive. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like I was in there. I liked the world. But I think, like, that's, like, the only thing, right?
Yeah. Like, it's kind of around 3.5 stars, mm-hmm. I would say. Like, the story that it was very, it's different,
mm-hmm.
puts it at, like, 0.5 star. But I feel like things were kind of partially built. Like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, there wasn't that much world building. But in the sense that if you're, I guess that's what you're saying, the flashbacks. But I liked when he gave her the myth. That kind of gives you some backstory on why these gods are fighting and why they're on opposite sides. Whereas when you're kind of reading it, it's kind of confused that it's like, oh, you know, he was lured away by the music. And I was like, actually lured away? What do you mean
Me too.
Yeah, because obviously you're thinking about, like, you know, Percy Jackson.
Yes.
Where, like, right, with the flute kind of thing.
Yes.
That's, and I was like, lured away? Like, magically? Or just, like...
Yeah, like, conceptually?
They don't really tell us.
Yeah. Until he tells, like, the story and we're like, oh, I kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
But still, do you have an idea? Like, how?
Yeah. And I'm like, do you want to read the sequel?
Okay. I do to find out, like, how it ends, but I don't know how they'll take me there.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like, yeah. I wouldn't know how it ends. Like, what's the ending?
Yeah, because, you know, the fact that he resurrected the guy, basically, is he going to be...
evil?
You know, yeah, like, I guess her brother is pretty much saying he has his mental capacity, but maybe he didn't, like, come back from the dead.
Right.
So I wasn't sure, you know, like, a Pulpita situation, like, is he gonna forget who he is? Not gonna be in love anymore? I don't know, because they don't really, she didn't really tell us what he does, really.
Yeah.
The god, you know?
Yes. Yes.
So.
I'm with you on that. We're like, this was very... focused on their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's in this fantasy world, and the sequel revolves around the fantasy world, we don't know that much about this world.
Like, everything's kind of vague.
Yeah, it's just vibes.
Yeah. And I think that's why, as you, a few, like, you know, a month after you read it, the vibes have dissipated, so I'm not really sure what I read. That's why, like, when I'm trying to think of the story, I only really remember the romance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. I agree. Yes.
Did you suspect the plot twist? Sorry, I didn't
ask. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So
you knew...
So it was so predictable that I was able to...
Well, it was, like, so much going there, right?
Yeah. Because who else could it be?
Yeah. That I was kind of like, where is this going?
Yeah.
What is the end of this, honestly?
Mm-hmm.
And in the sequel...
I didn't realize there was going to be a sequel. Like, as I'm reading, like, in the middle of the book, you know?
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're just gonna get married, and somehow the war is gonna end.
So but the book is too short to, like, do that.
I know.
Yeah, but I was like, do you think in the sequel, though, the war is over? I just, like...
It could do times jump, like a time skip.
Okay. Whenever there's, like, a war book, and the main character is, like, the chosen one. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, they're the chosen one to, like, end the war, and that's where it's going. Whereas this, she's not necessarily the chosen one. But will she be? Because this guy is gonna be, like...
I know.
They're not really the chosen ones. So I'm not really sure where it's going.
I also do feel like they're so small. Like, unlike other books.
Yeah.
She doesn't have powers or anything. The way it's painted, you really accept that she is just who she is. Like, she's just a normal person. Mm-hmm. Like, a reporter. Mm-hmm. She's no Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah. So, like, I like that. She's not... But... I don't know
how. That's why. Yeah. That's why we don't know.
Yeah. There's not many books like this where a person is normal.
Which is very interesting.
But I guess Katniss did start off normal. She was just a regular 12 tribute.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say 12-year-old. Yeah.
Like, No. I couldn't remember what they're called. Sector? No.
Maybe Sector. That Sector? Sounds right. Sector 12.
That doesn't sound
District.
Right.
District
12. There you go.
As soon as I said it, I'm like...
It's like, it's not sector, but I can't think of any other word that describes a section of things. District 12. She was just a regular person.
But she was trained.
But was she? She was, self...
Yeah, self-trained, like, hunting. She hunted.
Yeah.
This girl just types.
Well, she types, though.
Yeah.
She's a writer.
Magic types. What's that quote? The pen is mightier than the sword. Maybe that's where they're going with this. Like, she's gonna write... to the city and rally them.
Honestly, that makes sense. I don't know. I mean, in that case, we should read the sequel to find out what happens. But I'm like kind of not really interested.
Well, the sequel's not out yet, so we can wait.
I would read someone's review and find out what happened, you know, basically.
Yeah. I would find out if that book was rated high or low. Full circle, Haley. Full circle. Yeah.
So, it was good.
But I do want to say that whenever our next book review is on Fourth Wing, people did say that if you have a book hangover from Fourth Wing, you should read Divine Rival. I've seen so many TikToks where they're saying like, oh, these are two books that you should read after each other.
Interesting.
I know, huh?
It's just... So, disclaimer. I have read Fourth Wing. And Amy has not.
Not yet.
So, in my opinion, I would not read this one after Fourth Wing.
And that's it.
Period. I can't expand.
Because you'll have to listen to that podcast episode.
Yeah, but you have to bring this up. Or maybe I'll try to. But we have to talk about this during Fourth Wing after you've read it and see if you agree. Because you did rate this one 4 stars.
That's true.
So
this one was higher.
Yeah.
I think that for me, 5-star books are ones that you think about after you're done with them. Because I think a lot of books I just I will forget them. Sorry. Or the feeling of excitement when you think about them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because obviously we rate our books 5 stars differently.
Yeah, we do.
You know, mine is that if I like it.
And you'll read it enough. Again.
Yeah, if I will read it again, it's a 5-star. Mm-hmm. But I feel like some books that I have rated 5 stars, you've also rated 5 stars. Mm-hmm. So maybe you give your 5 stars more freely. Mm-hmm. Normally if they do something fresh and innovative, mm-hmm. I don't care. I will read, you know? So I'm like, it's not necessarily fresh and innovative. You know, all those reviews you see where people are like, oh, if you like The Hunger Games, if you like Harry Potter, read Fourth Wing. Like, I agree with that. Mm. If you like those kinds of things, it pretty much fits the category. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's like the most innovative book I've read. Whereas this one kind of has more of a fresh topic.
Mm-hmm. But it made you excited. It gave you feels. Yeah. As in referring to Fourth Wing.
It's just, you know when people, they compare, like, as we're talking about enemies to lovers, when really the category of enemies to lovers is kind of broad.
It is broad.
Some are much better done than others. Oh, but depending on what you prefer, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I can see how they would say, like, oh, yeah, you should read this one after if you want that kind of same thing. But it's, like, this one's just done so differently than the other one, so I can't really they're just different.
I'm excited. Excited to read it.
You should be. You should be.
I know. I'm trying to think. Am I in a book slump right now? I haven't read a book in a long time.
Oh, that's funny. This past weekend was a holiday weekend.
And you read so much.
I read probably 5 books.
Oh my gosh. The opposite of me.
But I feel like it's because you're really busy and you got a lot on your mind, so.
But I did read Icebreaker.
You finished?
Nope, I read.
Partially. Some of it. And?
And so, I stopped and returned it immediately.
Oh my god! Guys! Wait, that's huge news. Oh my god! Sorry, go on.
Because for our listeners out there, if you remember the last time we talked about Icebreaker, Haley said she DNF'd the book.
I sure did. And so did you.
And I did too! Which is crazy because when was the last time we both DNF'd a book? I don't know.
Yeah. Because normally if we're reading a book together, we don't DNF.
So then it would, like, limit our options for what we're, like, similarly reading that are not for the podcast.
How far did you get?
Okay, I usually give a book, like, 100 pages. Mm-hmm. Maybe I got through, like, 75.
How many pages were there? Do you know?
Like, 460-something.
Are you serious?
I, like, scanned, like, to the back to see, like, this is a thick book.
That seems way too many.
And it echoes what you said before. Sometimes romance books are too long.
Yeah. Well, maybe I did. I'm not sure how far I got either. But maybe it's like it felt too long. I was like, I have too much of this book left and I would have DNF'd it. You know, normally it gets boring 75% of the way, as we were saying.
Yeah.
But sometimes you force your way through it and just finish. But I would assume I didn't get to the 75% mark.
When I was reading it, I thought about you, the part where it was just like, I'm reading, right? And then just imagine just like a bubble over my head. It's like, too many characters. Way too much. They introduce us in the first few pages to think like 4 or 5 characters. And then the characters have friends. I'm like, no. Too much. But it's not just that. I think it's just, like, the whole, like, environment thing. Like, they're in college. They're all rich or something like that. They're, like, rich college kids. And I like to read a book I can relate to.
Oh, okay.
I am neither rich nor am I a college kid. But also, like, they are, like, athlete college kids who are also, like, partying.
Yeah.
And, like, having their best life and sleeping around and stuff like that. I mean, I can't.
So for you, it just didn't feel relatable?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I also wasn't invested in, like, the characters.
Yeah, they were so boring. I'm not gonna lie.
So boring.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if you probably forgot because it was.
Yep.
This is what happened. Okay. So the main guy character was pursuing. So we're introduced to him because he just wakes up. Because he's hungover, and he's, like, with another girl. He's like, oh, shoot, I slept with almost all the girls in this school. I didn't want to sleep with her, though. So that's how you're introduced to him. And I'm like, how are you supposed to, like him? After that first introduction. But I'm like, okay, I'll give him a chance, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, I hope the other girl I'm pursuing doesn't find out that I slept with this girl. And so he, like, goes to a party, and he tries to find out where the other girl is that he's pursuing, and his friends are like, why do you always like girls who don't like you back? And he's like, I don't know. So then he's like trying to talk to the girl, right?
Right.
And then she's like blowing him off, like whatever. And then he turns and then he sees the main character and he's like, wow, she's hot. Basically, I'm summing this up. And then he just starts like going to talk to her. And that's how they like get together. So I'm just like, she's just another girl.
Yeah.
The way they set it up, to me, is just like, oh, he just saw a nice-looking person.
Yeah.
And then that's it. So I'm like, why would I, like, the basis of it is not real for me.
Oh, okay.
If they didn't make it feel like it was.
Mm-hmm.
It just made me feel like, whatever, what's the flavor of the month?
That's fine, yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to, like, a man whore. Mm. As long as, you know, the reformed sort of thing. You know, like, normally I feel like when you have a college sports romance, it tends to be like that. Like, pretty much exactly like that.
From the experienced romance reader.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much how they all go. So if you don't like that, there's probably a bunch you shouldn't read as well. But I felt like they didn't, like, there was...
I'm so glad you remember.
I'm like, from what I remember, because I'm like, I'm like, that's normally how it goes, and there are some that I like that are fine kind of thing. But this one, like, it never pulled me into their romance at all, so.
And that was it.
Yeah, and that was it for me. I was done. I was like, I literally don't care. So boring.
You know what I also realized, like, as I'm, like, sharing this with you? Mm-hmm. That the only sports romances that I've read is Marina Zapata's.
Oh.
So I've only read Colty.
Yeah, where they tend to kind of be, like, recluses and, yeah, like, shy or, like, rude, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where, that's probably it.
That makes sense.
So now it all makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, I think they, maybe they don't, some of them don't start as, like, abrupt as that, as him being, like, you know, oh, I've slept with the whole school population. But I feel like that's the vibe that a lot of them have.
Okay.
So.
So you'll have to tell me which other sports romances I can read
or not read ever. Well, maybe as you'll find out right away, and you'll be like, I'm done. So I'm sorry to hear that. But I'm also, like, glad to hear that. Yeah.
It's always good to hear we're on the same page.
Yeah. I'm just like, why do people like this so much?
It's really popular. People love it.
I mean, there is, like, a strong build-up. But the build-up was too long for me, I felt like. Like, I don't even think they were together when I ended it. Like, they were still getting there. And I was like, how long is this going to take? Because obviously they're going to get together. I'm not sure where I ended. It was really long.
Do you think I'll like the deal?
I want to say yes, because I don't think he's slept with, like, the whole school.
Okay.
Like, he has, like, a friend group, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them is, like, classified as someone who sleeps with everybody. Oh. So, like, don't he read his book. Yeah. So I'm like, out of all of them, he's not that one. Mm-hmm. So they don't start you with that guy. Yeah. So I'm like, in comparison to who's in the book, he's not. But I'm not really sure how they, like, sort of start it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think you'll like it because he's, like, loyal to the girl.
I was gonna say, I love a loyal person.
Yeah. So I'm like, I could go either way, but I feel like you have to try it and find out. Because it's not a Marina Zapata book.
I know.
And that he's not so much of a recluse, but kind of.
It will be my second non-Marina Zapata sports romance.
Yeah, so you'll have to get a baseline for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very interesting. I will let you know when we get there.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Oh, but it's not a sports romance now that I think about it. Never mind. Scratch that. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Do you still have that?
What? The deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought it.
You bought it?
I bought it. That's because crazy. Looked on Goodreads. Haley liked it. Approved.
Oh. Okay, so you can read it whenever.
Yeah.
While we've been talking, I've been thinking, there's this book that I like that is similar to Fourth Wing, I think, and it's called Here Be Sexist Vampires.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of more adulty than it is, like...
Do you think this one's young adult?
No, but there's levels. In this book, I mean, like, I get, it's not really a spoiler, but, like, it doesn't necessarily, like, fade to black.
Oh,
or closed door. Is that what they call it? Closed door?
I only know fade to black.
Okay. So they don't... It's like...
This one does not fade to black.
Yeah.
The one that you're... The vampire
Well,
one?
Both of them.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying, like, Fourth Wing isn't young adult because they don't fade to black, right? But this one I'm talking about is more...
More up there.
Yeah. More
What's it
sexual.
Called?
It's called Here Be Sexist Vampires.
Here.
Like, here
like,
be!
Like here?
No.
Oh, like here.
Yeah.
I see it.
And I like that one. It's like enemies to lovers fantasy.
Wow. You read it 9 years ago.
That's a long time. But I have read it again since then.
Oh, okay. To make sure that your rating is accurate.
Well, sometimes, you know, like, if Fourth Wing was shorter.
It is pretty long. It's fantasy, yeah. though, right?
But yeah.
It's fantasy.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that, like, that one I read on my phone. I feel like I don't have a physical book.
Mm-hmm.
But I read it sometimes when I'm, like, in a reading slump. Like, that's a book I would read to get kind of into it again. So, like, Fourth Wing, I think, would potentially be something like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of long, is where I was going.
Oh.
That, it might, like, it's not necessarily a fresher book. Maybe.
I see. I've added it to my Goodreads list.
I'm scared. Actually, I'm scared you might not like it because now that I think about it, the guy, but he hasn't slept with the whole town.
As long as he hasn't slept with the whole town.
But I like the fantasy aspect of it, you know,
like fantasy stuff.
So, I mean, it would be interesting. It's like, I feel like it's something you haven't read before.
I do like that.
So,
let's see. You're getting to know my reading style.
But you might not like it. So, disclaimer.
I'm taking that into account.
Okay. But if people are recommending Divine Rivals, I would recommend this instead to read after Fourth Ring if you want a similar.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like you can make a TikTok on that too. Whoa.
Blow up.
Yes. So you read 5 books this weekend. Which books did you read?
I read Unexpectedly Mine. That was a romance.
Okay.
And I read Scarlet Princess.
Mm-hmm.
That one I liked.
Scarlet Princess.
And then I read Tress.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read Not My Romeo because I saw a TikTok about it. That was okay. And then I read Fourth Wing.
So out of all of them, minus Fourth Wing, you like Scarlet Princess the best?
I think so. It was, like, short, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only one I actually gave a rating to after I finished it. The other ones were kind of like, do I want to rate it 3 stars or 4 stars? Because they were like,
they were okay. About there.
Yeah, which is why I was saying, like, Divine Rivals, when I think about all those that I've just read also, like, it kind of fits in with, like, the 3 stars. Like, it was, like, good, but not, like, I didn't DNF it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did read it sort of in 1 or 2 days. Kind of. Yeah. It was, like, I think 1 day, maybe.
But it was okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I got through it, and I liked getting through it, but mm-hmm. I didn't, like, love getting through it. So, I don't know. I have to think about it.
It's so cool. I feel like there's, like, a wealth of knowledge in your brain.
No.
Like, just books.
It's empty. Nothing like, stays in here.
You read so many books. I must pick your brain. I feel like my books are very limited. Because, if you think about it, I only read 50 books last year.
That's
and
a lot.
This year. That's what I'm saying. Compared to how long you've been reading.
But you've been reading
like
a lot.
You can recommend a lot. That's what I'm saying. I'm not bringing anything to the table, but I feel like you're bringing a lot to my table.
I'm bringing nothing. You've actually recommended more books to me than I've recommended anything to you. I have no recollection. After I've read it, it's gone. It doesn't exist in my brain at all. So I have nothing to recommend. I remember when you were like, oh, do you have any enemies to lovers to recommend? And I was like, no. The brain, empty. There's nothing there. The bookshelf, gone.
You just need to start rating on Goodreads. So then you can forget, but the rating will be forever. So I can look back.
I know, but then I don't trust it. So I'm like, oh, I have read that book. I didn't know that.
So as we wrap up, we shall be recommending songs now.
Okay. I actually have one. Mine is 8 Ball Girl by Maddie Zamb.
What kind of vibe would you say? Like, what would I... Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry.
What would I... Well, when would I listen to this, you feel like? On my way to work in the morning?
Yeah, it's pretty... It's poppy.
It's poppy. I recommend today my song is... Also, side note, I listened to I Remember Everything with Zach Bryan featuring Kacey Musgraves. It's really good.
You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think you have to be in a certain mood to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I first listened to it,
you're like, this is trash.
Yeah, I was like, But then after that, I was in a different mood, more like kind of like slow and calm.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for something poppy, which I was the first time I was listening to it, it was not it.
Okay. But I appreciate your second listen.
No, I really like it.
Gave it a chance.
I like it now.
I'm glad. I agree with that statement.
I also listen to it when I'm working. Because I need something like
mellow.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. My song recommendation is Eyes by Bozzy.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say the vibe for it is very chill.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for this book review.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye.